Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A lot of employers deal with employee scheduling challenges, some because they have employees who serve in the National Guard and Reserves. To encourage employer support of the Guard and Reserve, the Department of Defense recognizes such employers across the country each year. Our next guest's law firm recently received the accolades for South Carolina and is among only 15 recipients of the National Award. Ian Duggan is an attorney with Callison, Tye & Robinson in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Ian, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's wonderful to be here.
For our listeners not familiar with your firm, tell us what your specialty is, what your history is there.
Sure. Callison, Tye & Robinson has been around for quite some time. The firm is kind of a broad-based practice. We've got about 12 attorneys right now, and we do everything from business litigation, personal injury, criminal defense, and then a lot of real property work as well.
Talk about what you were recognized for with this award and how your firm handles employees who are in the Guard and Reserve and need to take a lot of time off.
Well, prior to coming to Callison, Tye & Robinson, I was actually on active duty with the Air Force as a judge advocate, a lawyer with the Air Force. I got a lot of courtroom experience, a lot of trial experience, and had the opportunity to travel all over the world. When I wanted to get out of the Air Force and move back to South Carolina, I looked to firms that had an appreciation not just for my experience in the military, but also offered a certain degree of flexibility with my continued service, and at that point, the Reserves, then switching over to the National Guard. But several things that Callison Tye does is flexibility. A lot of the tours that I have to do are pretty short notice. With a small company like this, when I leave, that's roughly 10% of their workforce. And so they've been very supportive, have done a great job of making sure that I continue to get some of the monetary benefits that I would even if I were working at the firm. But more importantly, it's that just holistic understanding of what it means to serve.
And when you say short term, you could receive a notice today that tomorrow or tonight you have to fly out?
Well, hopefully not that short notice, but within a week or two, if I've got to pick up and go someplace to participate in a trial or some other operation, it's nice to know that I'm not going to have to think twice about having the folks at Callison's high support and the opportunity to go do that. You know, a lot of people, when they get out of the service and join the Guard or Reserve, are really conscious about that, and having the opportunity to really serve both roles is something that's very positive, I think.
Firms like yours that are recognized are also looking to recruit people who are in the Guard and Reserve.
Sure. And Mike, I don't think this is just limited to law firms. You know, the military does a great job providing training to young people as they come in and learn a particular craft. And that could be repairing an airplane, driving a truck, or in my case, being in the courtroom. And I think that familiarity with that experience and that respect for that training, they've done a really good job of making sure they take advantage of that.
What comes along with this recognition? Are you invited to a ceremony in Washington, D.C.? Or?
Oh, yeah. They've really rolling out the red carpets. We'll be headed up at the end of August, have a nice reception, and actually we'll head to the Pentagon, where it's my understanding the Secretary of Defense will actually present the award. So it's very honored.
Probably most people are aware that, you know, if you're in the Guard or Reserve and you have a regular full-time job and you're called for duty, that the company can't just fire you.
Yeah, well, I think that's absolutely correct. And one of the things that Callison Tye has done a good job of is turning an otherwise obligation into an opportunity. South Carolina has a tremendous amount of military veterans and retirees. The fact that I'm familiar with what they've gone through, I think has turned into a really good business opportunity. People respect military service, and I hope that other businesses in South Carolina will really take the time to learn a little bit more about this program and about the Guard and Reserve, because there's a lot of great people out there in the service now who are thinking about separating from the service in the near term, who've got tremendous talents and opportunities. Look out for military veterans and guardsmen and reservists, and keep an eye open for opportunities where they may be.
Well, Ian, congratulations again on the firm receiving this award, and thanks so much for stopping by our studio.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Ian Duggan is an attorney with Callison, Tye & Robinson in Columbia, South Carolina. The firm recently won the State Award for South Carolina and a National Award from the Department of Defense, recognizing employers across the country for their support of their employees who are in the Guard and Reserve. We will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.